A new study finds liver tumors in mice exposed to a common chemical. This was the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We're all regularly exposed to the chemical bisphenol A, or BPA. Companies have taken it out of baby bottles, and many kinds of those hard plastic water bottles no longer have BPA in them. But it's still used on paper receipts and to line most food and drink cans.
There is mounting evidence that BPA has negative health effects in both animal models and humans.
That's Dana Dolinoy. She's an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. She and her team found liver tumors in mice exposed to BPA from their mothers when they were fetuses and through nursing. The mice were exposed to low levels of BPA, similar to what people are exposed to.
It's really important to consider the timing, the tissue, and the dose of exposure. And what's special about this study is that the timing of exposure was during pregnancy and very early development. The presentation of the liver tumors happened much later, so in mid-adulthood for these mice.
She says they need to do more research to understand what this could mean for people. Until a few years ago, the Food and Drug Administration said that our current low levels of exposure to BPA were safe. But new studies have shown subtle effects of low doses of BPA in lab animals. Based on those studies, the FDA now says it has some concern about the potential effects of BPA on the brain, behavior, and prostate gland in fetuses, infants, and young kids. This is the Environment Report. Maybe you think this winter is the best winter ever. Or maybe you've had some choice words for Punxsutawney Phil.
It has been real brutal. Real brutal.
Oh, I walk to work, so it's quite cold, and this morning I couldn't feel my legs coming into work, so it's not fun.
I've kind of enjoyed having snow around. I'm a cross-country skier, so it's been good for Southeast Michigan. There's been a little more snow.
It's not very comfortable, but it's really beautiful.
So just how bad or fabulous is this winter? There's a scientist in Nebraska who's put a number on it. Barbara Mays Bousted is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She and a colleague have developed a winter severity index.
To him, winter is wonderful. So to him, this is, you know, the index of winter greatness. To me, I just assume winter get done with. So to me, it is an index of misery.
They've been tracking how cold and snowy each winter is and how long it lasts. They can track winters back to the year 1950, when this kind of record-keeping started. Bousted offered to run some numbers for Michigan.
We looked at Detroit and we've looked at Sault Ste. Marie. And in Detroit, what we found out is that this year, at least to date, is the most severe so far since 1950 to 51.
In Sault Ste. Marie, of course, people are used to severe winters. There, it's the ninth most severe winter on record. If you've been feeling especially miserable, Bousted says it's probably partly because we've gotten used to warmer winters lately.
Overall, there's a trend toward less severe winters pretty much everywhere, especially when it comes to temperatures. So when we do get these years that are pretty cold, they feel more unusual to us because they are more unusual now.
She says with climate change, we can still expect some extremes like we're getting this winter.
One thing it's loading the dice toward is getting less frequent cold air outbreaks, but they're still just as cold when they do happen. So to us, it feels more abrupt, more extreme.
She says in Michigan, we might also get more lake effect snow with the lakes not freezing over as much. You can take a look at some misery index charts on our website, michiganradio.org. Thanks to Melanie Crivellis for helping with this story. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.